This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 9th, episode 1605, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
You know what, Templeton Thompson? You can just take your waking up grateful and stuff it. I'm so darn tired. I woke up 47 times to look at the camera in the middle of the night. And I would like to report that I think this is the first time I've ever done this show wearing clothes. So, you know what? Screw it. I'm taking my pants off. And my shoes. Why am I wearing shoes?
Ugh. Did you go out there already this morning?
I did. Well, you know, I couldn't sleep all night. I just kept having dreams that the baby was there. And then I had a dream that the vet was there stitching up the baby, like something. He crashed through the fence or I don't know. Just nightmares. So finally, at like, you know, I get up at 5:45 for the show. So I woke up at 5:15. I was like, I'm just going to run over there.
I was having bug dreams. You were having baby dreams.
Oh, God. The baby dreams are nonstop. And so, yeah, so here I am sitting in clothes doing the show. It's weird. Actually, when I say clothes, I'm still wearing Angry Birds fleece pants with fleece blue and green striped shirt. So I'm bringing every color of the rainbow to you this morning. Oh, well, yeah.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Are you on your 12th cup of coffee
too.
At this point?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So I'm ready for this to happen, by the way, in case you didn't notice.
I noticed by your pictures all weekend, but we'll talk about all that, Kim.
Yes, we will. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? We're busy today.
Busy.
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, Dean Reeves is going to stop by, and he's going to explain to us exactly what this multi-million dollar race called the Pegasus Cup is all about. And I'm not sure because that whole Pegasus sounds a lot like Kegasus. We'll see. And then mid-show, Dr. Chang is going to soothe our minds when it comes to arthritis pain and management for horses. And then after the break, we're going to get to know equine entrepreneur Francesca Helena. Cool name. And at the finish, the Wacky World of Horse Nation has the latest in equine-esque irony. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Why did she not warn me she was going to say that word?
Oh, thank God she didn't.
I would have been so prepared had she warned me.
For those who don't know what Kegasus is, just stick around to the Preakness. We'll explain it.
Darn. I missed an opportunity.
There's got to be a relationship there, Kegasus.
Well, my daily Winnie is a happy birthday. Well, happy birthday to Auditor Rachel Rosenthal and Susanna Asprey. It's their birthdays today, so happy birthday to you both. Also, a thank you to Auditor Lilla Hewitt for raising her pledge. She raised her pledge over the weekend, and we really appreciate
that as well. Oh, wow.
Good job.
First Daily Winnie goes out to our dear friend Nyquist, who won the Kentucky Derby this year and the Preakness. If you guys recall, Nyquist, super horse, I didn't really talk about it much because we were on holiday. He underwent colic surgery on December 22nd, right before Christmas. And the good news is he came out of colic surgery just fine. And they've just released that after being treated by the team at Haggard Equine Medical, our dear friends over at Haggard, they said that the son of Uncle Mo will stand his initial season, $40,000. He's good to go at Darley. He's all better. And they said it was one of the more straightforward surgeries that you could ever have given the situation, and that his healing has had no setbacks whatsoever. And he is on track to begin the 2017 breeding season. So congrats to everybody involved with Nyquist. That's so scary. Oh my gosh. Colic surgery is the worst. So, but he's all good. One more daily Winnie, Glenn. Happy birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday
to you. Because he doesn't hear Chili Winnie enough. My dear sweet husband had a birthday yesterday, Chad. We were supposed to leave at 4. We had a babysitter scheduled from 4 to 8. So we were going to go and go out on the town, go see a movie, grab some dinner, and then come back at 8, put the kid to bed. But I have a new segment that I would like to introduce to you, Glenn.
Okay. All right. What is it?
It's called Texts from the Vet. Let's start back at 8:45 in the morning yesterday. Text from me. No baby yet, but there's some blood in the straw. Just a little bit, but is that okay? This is most likely from the varicose vein. Is she eating and acting normal? Yes. I just wanted to make sure. 11:20 a.m. No baby yet, but her legs are so swollen. All four. Even the front legs. Is this normal? Yes. It is normal.
Do you not remember anything about you being pregnant? Go ahead. Sorry.
Does she have a fever or look painful? No fever. She, of course, looks painful. She just wanted to check. Thanks. 11:45 a.m. Now she's pooping cow patties. What is wrong with her? They often do this right before they foal. Good luck and fingers crossed. I cleaned her off and I disinfected the area just in case. Did you get your milk test strips? Yes. Yes, I did. And I'll test her again tonight. Now, mind you, we're supposed to leave at 4. 4:20 p.m. Do I need to wash her udders? No, most people don't. You can if you want to.
Why would you wash your udders? Sorry, go ahead.
4:50 p.m.
Oh, we're not done yet? This is so bad. God.
Enter photo.
Is this on Saturday?
This is yesterday, on my husband's birthday, where we're supposed to leave at 4. 4:50 p.m. Text photo of Pink's vagina smeared with a little blood. Is this from the varicose vein you talked about? Most likely. It's in the literature that some do have to be treated with lasering, but I think that foaling will be curative. Okay, well, it just totally freaked me out when I went to check her. I understand.
You are looking too damn close.
You have to check the hoo-ha because it potentially could elongate when it's foaling time. I'm learning so much, or I'm just harassing my veterinarian.
Why hasn't she fired you yet? Any normal vet would have fired you by now.
You know what? I know where she lives, and I will put that horse in a trailer, and I will drive it up to her house, and she knows that.
You wait until you get your bill for all these texts. It's like $50 a text.
She needs to charge for it. That's for dang sure. So just to let everybody know, I did come home and shower at about 4:55. We left the house at 5:30 because horse chicks can get ready real quick because I went out with wet hair. And then we had a nice dinner and then came home by 8. after we went
that's
back
the,
to check
that's
on
the horse
Pink
girl night out, home by eight.
Home by eight. But I did get to see Pink at 7:30 p.m. and spend half an hour with her beforehand. And Chad was like, this is going to happen on my birthday. That's the problem is he encouraged me. He freaked me out. He's like, this, I predicted my birthday. I predicted it. Thanks. I will sleep no more. I figure, here's the real story. So I did do the milk test strips. You like milk the mare and you put the solution in and you test it. And here's the problem is there's two colors. There's a top color and a bottom color. The top color said she is 95% going to foal in the next 12 hours. And the bottom number said she's like 10% going to foal. They're supposed to be together. But of course, nothing can work perfectly normal in my home. So the milk test strips are inaccurate so far, and they're just making me a nervous wreck. And
I got to tell you, I did go on the camera this morning because I was fully expecting you to be texting saying you won't be on the show today. So I went on the camera, and I did like notice her standing really, really funny. And I said, you know how horses pee? They put their back legs out and they really stretch out. Well, you know, mares don't usually do that. So, but she was standing that exact same way, the way that Scooter pees. So I showed Jennifer and she said, she's just going to the bathroom or trying to get comfortable.
Which again, mare urination looks an awful lot like water breaking or vice versa.
Don't text your vet. It's okay. It's a little early in the
morning. I'll video it.
It'll be $100. Like, don't text.
So anyway, her due date is the 15th. Okay, so today is the 9th. Her due date is on Sunday, but there's a full moon tomorrow.
Yes. What's that mean?
Mare's typically full.
That means
you'll
be able to
see
the baby coming out?
Means she's gonna blow tomorrow.
Okay. You're 90% confident?
I am 95 to 10% confident that she's going to have her baby tomorrow. Good times.
What
good
it
times.
Must be like to live with you.
You know, I mean, you were mentioning that I sat in the chair all weekend.
Yes. I saw these pictures of you sitting by the baby in the lawn chair with your child bored to death, sleeping on top of you. Yes.
So here's the thing. Everybody thinks I was just sitting in her barn the whole weekend, but I didn't have time to type in that actually what happened was I have a gator and I drive it over and I clean her stall and I take the poop home with me and put it in my area. So my gator ran out of gas in the middle of the pasture. So when Lucas fell asleep on me, I wasn't just full watching. I was just sitting there watching her. I was actually waiting on a ride to come and pick me up.
Okay. That brings up another topic. Can we please, 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 I need a horse husband rant bumper because I'm going to have a couple of these today. So why is it that you ran out of gas? Because that's happened. Horse women just do not put gas in their trucks. They do not put gas in their tractors. They just think that E means plenty.
Actually, I have a theory and I've been trying this theory my entire life is I really think that just like a foal and a mare, you should be able to wean your car off gas. And that's
how's that worked out?
That's what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to wean it off gas and it hasn't worked yet. But I would like to point out that I am I take care of 8 horses, 9 horses, if you include Pink. Okay. I've got a 3-year-old. I've got a husband who I cook 3 meals a day for, 3 meals a day for the kid. I'm taking care of 3 dogs. I've got 9 horses. I'm full up. And the other day, Chad's like, I'm going to take the truck to work. And I was like, great. It's out of gas. And he looks at me and he goes, do you ever put gas in anything?
I agree.
And I said,
I'm with Chad. Go, Chad.
I said, do you ever make your own breakfast or make yourself a lunch for work? No, you don't. I do. Go get some damn gas.
But you drive by the gas. All this running you do, you drive by the gas station 50 times a week.
It's not my job.
Put the little gas thing in, fill it up. Because you know, when you run out of gas in a diesel, it costs you about $3,000.
I'm weaning it off.
Believe me, I've had this problem with Jennifer all my life. And see, I came from the family where my dad was one of those that if it went to half a tank, that was too low. You had to fill it back up. He was one of those that if it was at a half a tank, you filled it back up.
So, I'm like, how much change do I have in the center console?
That's what Jennifer
I have $3.23. I go up to the window and I say, I would like $3.23 of gas, please. I don't want to spend any more time.
1 gallon. But you're not the only ones, you and Jennifer. You're all like that.
That's our question of the day for the horse chicks on Facebook is, are you trying to wean your car off gas like I am? Or are you like Glenn? Oh, we got to fill it up. Got to take gas. Anyway.
God forbid it should get below a quarter of a tank.
No, I know. It should
not. For the end of the world at all times.
I really think that
Chad doesn't let his plane get below a quarter tank.
Somebody else pays for the gas.
To where the lights turn on. Exactly, Jennifer. Where the lights turn on in your car and you have 40 miles, they say you have 40 miles till empty. I consider that a challenge. Bring it on.
And 40 miles. You've lost the challenge a few times.
I forgot the Gator needs gas. I just forgot. I drive it everywhere.
Do I remember a little trip through Los Angeles? Do I remember a little trip through Los Angeles?
That was not my thought.
Trying to get mugged in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles does not have gas stations for giant horse trailers.
What is it with about cities that they just don't have gas stations, period, it seems like? You can go forever and not find a gas station in the city.
Now, you wanted to talk about one other thing before we get our next guest on, and it was another rant that you have?
No, we'll save that, because I just noticed that Leslie's going to be, that's one of her topics, so I'll save it for Leslie. But I did want to say this, we have to do a moment of silence today.
Yes, we do.
If you've been there or not, but a good friends of ours went last year, the big sequoia tree in California that had the hole cut out of it in the 1800s, they used to drive cars through it, and then they closed it to cars, and you could walk through it. It became a hiking path through it I forget which national park that was, but you know which one I'm talking about, right? Have you ever been there?
I've never been there, but I have seen, super famous.
It fell down yesterday.
Oh,
and all this rain and stuff that's causing all the damage and flooding in California. California can't win. Either they got no rain for 10 years or it all rains at once and washes the whole state away. But the tree fell down, shattered into about 1 million pieces. That hole was put in that tree in 18-something. So 1880, I think.
Maybe they shouldn't have put a hole in it.
Well, I think the tree was going to come down anyway. But I just got a message from Danielle who says, I'm laughing so hard right now. My dad's favorite saying is, you're going to run out of fuel. You're going to ruin your fuel pump. I was so grateful. My brother had a fuel pump go bad before me.
Boom.
So let's do a little moment of silence for the sequoia tree with the hole in it. It's no longer
now,
there.
Didn't you tell me that moment of silences weren't good for radio? Because didn't I want to do a moment of silence today for something else? And I can't remember what it was.
Well, that's long enough for the sequoia tree anyway. There's lots of okay.
It's sad, though.
It is sad. It is sad. They ship.
Oh, I wanted to do a moment of silence for Thor's tail, which is gone.
Yes, I did see the picture of that. In some news, I have some news here we can get to before we get to our first guest. Irish entrepreneurs are doing pretty well right now. 76 thoroughbreds have flown out of Ireland to Beijing in the largest ever single export of Irish racing bloodstock to China. The Chinese are getting into racing big time. This was a 3 million euro airlift purchased by a Chinese businessman.
Oh, one dude bought all that?
One dude. They were flown in on Boeing 747 cargo planes. They traveled with a team of professional flying grooms and a vet. There were 30 handlers on the ground involved in the three-hour process of loading the animals onto the planes. They flew them all out at one time. Usually the Chinese apparently only buy from Australia, New Zealand, bloodstock from there because it's closer, it's much much shorter flight.
Cheaper. Wow.
Ireland's been doing so well, and the Irish horses have been doing so well, they decided to do that. So the Irish breeders are doing pretty well right now, selling horses to the Chinese. And
now, are these like race horses? Or, I mean, yep. I think of Irish horses like jumpers and stuff.
Race horses. Their racing is becoming huge in Ireland right now. Or in China, always, I mean. Yeah, it's just huge in China right now. So, yeah. So that's, they had one of the largest airlifts of thoroughbred horses out. And an update from the Draft Horse Show. Jamie wasn't on, but the Draft Horse Show from last week. We talked a little bit about the Pennsylvania Farm Show. I'll have you know that in the six horse hitches, they had a six horse hitches at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, and a hitch of Belgians won. The Brockwood Belgians from Dayton, Pennsylvania won and took that. They said there were 4,000 people in the audience to see it. And, you know, when there's six horses that are in there, they're always packed. They said there was 45,000 pounds of horsepower. So, when they put six horse hitches in there, you get that many, and they go into a trot, the whole place shakes. It is incredible to watch when they do that. And then they do their turns and their maneuvers and their passes and stuff with those six horse hitches. It's just neat to watch. But yeah, so that's what happened. That's an update from our show last week on the draft horses. Let's see what else.
That is a lot of, a horse show like that produces a lot of poop.
It does. It does. And that show also has cows and chickens. We used to love to go watch them show chickens. By the way, do you know what it's like showing a chicken?
No.
Boring is what it's like showing a chicken. It's really boring. They stand there with the chicken and they kind of fluff its little feathers and the judge walks all around the chicken and then plays with the chicken and that's it. That's why you show a chicken.
I did not know.
Yeah, see, you need to go show your chickens. You know, you might do better than showing your horses, actually.
Hey, that's not fair.
Just kidding, just kidding.
My chickens are much wilder than my horses.
Hey, kidding.
By the way, congratulations. American Pharoah had its first baby. I think we talked about this January 3rd, but it's a boy and it was born. Oh, I think I did do this headline.
Yes, you did.
See, you've got it still saved in there.
Yes.
Gosh, forget it. Sorry, move on.
Well, Zara,
I'm tired.
There was some bad news out of the some good news and bad, just some news out of the royal house in England. Zara Phillips, now Zara Tyndall, was apparently, they announced, and I didn't know this until this morning in our celebrity news of the day, that she had a miscarriage right before Christmas,
is
why they were not at Christmas dinner, at the royal Christmas dinner where they were scheduled to be. So they made their first appearance since then. Now, she had a miscarriage right before Christmas, 3 weeks ago? Her and her husband were in Australia, and she was playing a game of polo and fell off. This was the headlines. I must have seen this story in 50 places, that Zara fell off playing polo over the weekend. Now, her husband said, who is a polo player, if you remember, right? Her husband said, told the crowd...
He's a hockey player.
I thought he was a polo player.
He's a hockey player.
Well, he told the crowd that the fall was due to the will to win and joke, she's tough, she bounces, don't worry about it. So, was video of it, and she did pretty much fall off and bounce and get right back up and get back on her horse again. But I just think it's cool. Is it required to play polo if you're in the royal family? I think everybody plays polo.
Well, you have to. It's like what they do on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys.
It's just how required.
How about let's go
and
to church and then we play
still
polo.
Sick.
Bless her.
I know. This has been 3 or 4 weeks. I'm starting to worry about the queen. But yeah, so that was the big news out of England, was that Zara fell off.
I didn't really. That's poor thing. Stars, they're just like us.
That's exactly right. They're just like us. What else did I have for you this morning?
Can I just point out that there's a website that I consult for a lot of news, and that's Horse Talk New Zealand. So out of New Zealand's a website.
Yep.
And if you go on, they have, you know, like celebrity stories, they'll have medical stories, they'll have training stories, they have just like popular stories. And as somebody who's waiting on a foal, I would just like to read a couple of these headlines. One of them, the first one is "The Bottom Line on Diarrhea in Foals." And it comes with a video. Okay. Genetic vulnerability can increase risk of stallions becoming carriers for the equine arteritis virus. Okay, so like my stud might have been had some crazy virus. Genetic vulnerability in some foals can open the door to dangerous pneumonia. Okay, so now my baby can get pneumonia.
Stop reading this stuff.
Yeah, you need to stop reading.
The next one. A foal's tetanus infection may have resulted from inadequate umbilical cord cleaning. That's why I want to be at the baby foaling, because I need to get the umbilical cord within 20 minutes.
One.
You hear what's happening?
One horse that got that in history, and now we have an article about it.
Newborn foals found with pelvic asymmetries. Good Lord. I could keep going. Managing lameness in pregnant mares. Womb flushing in mares can pinpoint endometriitis. Oxytocin can promote placental expulsion.
I don't know who's going to be more happy when you have this, when your mare has this baby, us or you. I'm not sure who's going to be more happy, to be honest with you.
The when and what of full vaccinations.
I think the mare is going to be the happiest, actually.
Yeah, the happiest.
The ins and outs of neonatal isolerithiosis. Basically, it's lucky. It's going to be lucky to be born alive.
There's going to be, to change the subject, can I dare mention this without getting flaming emails? I'm mentioning this because it's a horse story, people. 9 horse groups are going to be featured in the inaugural parade. And by the way, horse groups are featured in every inaugural parade. But yes, there have been 9 picked. Apparently, there were 40 that applied to be in the inaugural parade. The Michigan Multi-Jurisdiction Mounted Police Drill Team and Color Guard. Now, who knew there was a police department that actually had enough horses to do a drill team?
And a color guard.
Yes.
That was a long name.
The Michigan Horse Council will also be represented. So Michigan's very well represented here. And then they didn't even list. Oh, here, the 1st Infantry Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard of Fort Riley, Kansas. The military has the longest damn names, as you probably know. They'll be participating. They've been participating since 1992. The Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard also will be there. And the American Horse Council's Coalition of State Horse Council group will be there. So there's a whole bunch of groups going to be there. And also the 3rd Infantry Regiment of the Quezon Platoon will be there. So I think, you know, I'm reading here now that you look at this, they're all either military or police. So they probably told them you're going to be there.
That's what Chad likes to use, that word voluntold.
Yes, voluntold. They were voluntold. You're going to Washington. You're going to be there. So
yes.
They are kind of cool. Some of the infantry units are pretty cool. The one out of the commanding general's Keller Guard out of Fort Riley, Kansas, dress up in the old costumes from like the Civil War. So they look pretty cool. And I think they ride Mustangs, if I remember right.
I think you're right. Yeah. I do think so.
Yeah. So they'll be there. That's what's going on the horses in the inaugural parade.
That's awesome. Did you see, speaking of inauguration, did you see Meryl Streep's speech last night at the Golden Globes? If
no,
you didn't,
I didn't watch
Google
the
it.
Golden Globes. It's
because she's just the most wonderful human on the planet. Okay.
Well, I guess it depends what side you're on. Half of Twitter busted her chops.
Those
we're not going to talk politics. Let's go on.
Those are people she's talking about. Anyway, I thought it was important.
Let's talk now, racing.
Yes, I want to tell everybody. I wanted to tell everybody about the Pegasus World Cup a while ago, but you said just hold off because we're going to talk to one of the guys that's really involved in the race and friend of the show, Dean Reeves. But just the Pegasus Cup is a 1 1/8 mile race. It's going to be run on the dirt at Gulfstream Park, and it is the world's richest race. More money involved than the Dubai World Cup. But unlike the World Cup and all other stakes, the participants actually supply the purse money. 12 entrants pay $1 million in exchange for a spot in the starting gate. We've talked about this since the idea was kicked around, but it is happening very soon. It's on January 28th. And so basically you can buy the spot for $1 million. You can sell shares. You can sell the whole thing. You can get sponsors, whatever you want to do. And we have a friend of the show that's involved in that, Dean Reeves. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about the Pegasus World Cup. What on earth made you want to get involved in this whole thing?
Well, I think just being in horse racing, you got to be a little bit crazy. But I thought it was a great opportunity long term. We didn't know really how things were going to shake out when we got involved in it last spring. And it's turned out to be quite different as the year's gone forward. But we're excited to be a part of it. It's kind of fun to be able to be involved with having a position in the race where it's really your track for the day for that race, and be involved in the handle and the sponsorship and the race itself. So it's a out of the box concept. We needed that in horse racing, and We're excited to be a part of it.
Now, at the end of December, you were still looking for a horse to run in your spot. Any progress on that? What did you decide?
Well, we are still, we're close, we think, with on a deal. We're kind of punching out a few last minute items that come up in negotiations. But I hope in the next few days to have that buttoned up and have our horse ready to, run in the race.
Now, you are more than welcome to go ahead and throw the news out here on who that horse is.
I was hoping I would be able to tell you and we would break the news here, but I'm not quite there. But, you know, I want to say that it's really been an interesting, 3 or 4 weeks of, speaking with owners that I didn't know and haven't met yet, but we've had a lot of conversations over the phone, same with other trainers that I wasn't familiar with. And it's really been a lot of fun. I thought I had a lot of great conversations. As I said, with different owners, we thought maybe we had a chance in talking with Paul Pompa, had great conversations with him. Thought we were headed to get Connect, but then they decided not to race Connect. Then I sort of moved to Midnight Storm, and Alex Veneri and I had a lot of conversations. Then they decided not to run Midnight Storm. So, those things, you work on it, and then they always, these guys put the horse first. They do what their plan is for 2017 and make those decisions, and I understand that. So once that happens, then you move into another horse and you talk with them, and so it's really been interesting. It's been a lot more work than I thought it was going to be too.
You have some partners in this endeavor, and I actually saw that one of your partners is a guy named Eric Young, and I'm from Atlanta, born and raised, and I thought, isn't that guy who built the Georgia Aquarium?
That's right. Yep. Eric and I are business partners in Reeves Young, our construction company here in Atlanta. But we've been partners now for 8 years. And prior to that, Eric was involved in building the aquarium. And he's a business individual, and he looked at this too and thought it really being involved in the Pegasus is a good business decision long term. And he's excited to be a part of it and sort of dipping his toe in horse racing, and they're looking forward to being at the race in January 28th. So yeah.
Well, this is so exciting. You're getting people that would never have ever been involved, just kind of like you did, get involved in horse racing and kind of opening up that door, to somebody who never would have dipped their toe in anything like this. And it's your racing dream, and you're sharing it with other people and they're learning about it. And just tell Mr. Young that the quickest way to win $1 million in horse racing is to spend 10.
That's right. That's right. And he'll really enjoy it because he comes in and says, "Have we got a horse for this race yet?" I said, "No, not yet. Just patience."
Dean, are you getting your running shoes ready? Are you ready to go out there and if you have to in the starting gate?
Well, yeah, I know. And Randy Hill is our other partner in it. And Randy and I were talking this morning, and he's like, "We'll find a horse." So, but he's not too worried about it. Randy's been in horse racing a long time and knows that, you know, it's a horse race. Anything can happen, and every horse has a chance. So we're all good. It's but we'll feel a lot better if we can get a nice horse in there. And I think we're close to being able to accomplish
you
that.
You know, if all else fails, 90% of our audience has retired thoroughbreds if you need one. Okay.
Well, that's what I was going to say is you've got like 17 days to get Mucho Macho Man in shape. This could happen, Dean. Bring him out of retirement.
Well, you know, I saw Frank Stronach. We had dinner at New Year's at Gulfstream Park, and he walked up to me and he said, "Do we need to bring Mucho Macho Man out of retirement?" And I said, "Frank, if you would let me race him, I'll give you $1 million."
You know, we saw him last April. We went and visited Mucho Macho Man, and I think he's still holding his form. He can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think he could be ready, but we should have started a few weeks earlier. But I tell you, his yearlings look like they could race right now. So maybe we need to go get one of those and just put him in the race.
He's such a big boy. Gosh. Tell us about some of the horses entered in the Pegasus, because there's some I've never heard of. What's this California Chrome all about?
Yeah.
I don't know. That horse showed up. Nobody knows who he is, but California Chrome, he's a long shot, but I think he'll bring a crowd. I think he's got a lot of fans. And then he's got his nemesis, Arrogate. So I think those two are going to put on a great show. And really, there's some nice horses out there. We've got the, I think it's Aragon from Argentina that's going to be one that's, you know, we don't know much about that horse. Neolithic ran a great race at Gulfstream Park. I think that's a nice horse. War Story's in there. And Keen Ice, he's always in the hunt. I mean, that's a horse that's always there. So I think at the end of the day, it'll be a full field of 12, and it should be an exciting day.
It's going to be awesome. We've actually applied for press passes, so we're hoping we get to make it down there and be a part of it, because I'm just so excited. It is something so far outside the box, and all you guys that got involved immediately are just thinking so big, and it's so exciting. Now, maybe we should be asking Patty this, but where are the parties at leading up to it the week before?
Well, yeah, you're asking the wrong person. That's Patty's area of expertise. And we're going to have a little party, and we've got some things fixed up around the barn. So please come by if y'all do make it down there. We've set up a kind of a picnic area table for media and fans to come by, see the horse that's involved in the Pegasus and those of the horses in our stable that we're quite proud of. But the parties, that's Patty's expertise. And maybe that's a topic on the dresses and all of that. For an entire 2-hour show.
Oh my God, I'd love it.
I do have a. So, what has this? Obviously, you did this one to get another race in the card that kind of bumps up interest for non horse people, and you know. And I know that you guys that bought shares have been involved in. What's kind of neat too is it's become a group effort in that. What has it gotten the response that you had hoped? Is it getting the attention in the press and elsewhere that you had hoped?
I think it has. The 12 stakeholders in the race have been great to work with. Some really class guys and ladies in it and people that are involved. They're starting to really crank up the advertising and the social media side of it. And so I think over the next 3 weeks, it's going to really be a hot topic.
You know, this is Dean. This is reminds me, actually, if you go back in history to the, you know, to the tens, twenties, and thirties, when racing was really at its heyday. This is the kind of thing that owners did. They got together and they put on these big races and brought out big crowds. This is the first time I remember this happening in my lifetime to this extent.
Well, I think that's a great point that you make. I mean, it's been a long, long time since something's been done like this. We've got, you know, two horses in the world in this race right now. They've got to beat 10
Both
other
contending
horses that are
for
trying
horse
to get
the year,
$7
right?
million. Dollars.
Both contending
Absolutely,
for horse of the year.
Absolutely, contending for that. And believe me, there is $7 million on the line here. So that makes a lot of it makes me excited. And so... I think the place will be packed. They are doing quite a few things at Gulfstream Park in terms of the food and beverage area and trying to get a thing set up for a nice fan experience. And so I think we will certainly learn a lot this year from what happens with the race. And then we'll have all next year to work on making this even better for 2018.
And that's the big part of it, too, is you guys jumped in on the ground floor. And I think this is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're going to have been there from the beginning. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, it was important to our group to be able to buy into this, you know, going forward, to have first right of refusal. So we think this thing will really, really get big as time goes on. And certainly the opportunity to at some point put some of our own horses in that race, you know, under our silks is something that's going to be really important down the road and something
and
exciting
I hope
to look forward to.
I hope it's a mucho macho man baby. I really do.
Oh, me too. And it will be, believe me. when it comes to dirt and distance and speed and all, that's right up his alley. So I think right now we've got... we own 8 babies with Mucho Macho Man, and we hope one of them will step up and get us a win in that race.
So you own 8 of the babies? I didn't realize you owned.
They're breeders now, Glenn.
Yeah, we're breeding.
Which
too,
one
we've
do
got,
you? Which one are you looking at? Going, one looks really good.
You know, they all seem to look pretty good right now. The one. Out of the mare, Belle Chasse is one everybody seems to like on the farm, but they've all are growing and look pretty nice. We bought a couple in the November sale we're excited about. And then, of course, we've got 6 mares in foal to them that will have some more babies here coming up probably in April. So it will be a long line of Mucho Macho Man babies out of the Reeves contingency there. So,
well, someday I will get one as a jumper, but it looks like they're all going to be successful on the track. So I'll have to wait.
you'll have to wait.
Well, Pegasus World Cup, January 28th, you guys, it's going to be on NBC Sports. It is huge. It is important. It's exciting. It's $7 million purse. That is a mile and eighth for $7 million. So we wish you the best of luck getting the horse, getting everything all put together, and congrats on jumping in on this thing. It's very exciting, and hopefully we'll see you down there.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to speak to you both.
Thanks, Dean.
Wonderful talking to you too. Tell Patty we send our love.
I'll do it. Y'all take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know, too, that NBC has picked it up and they will be covering it. It is January the 28th. We're trying to get press passes. Jennifer's trying really hard to get you and Reese press passes. Yes. We actually will be at Ada. Of course, Ada has to be that same weekend. So we're hoping
it's going
to
be really hard if Reese and I have to hang out for an entire horse race like this.
You know what the first thing Reese said was? Can we dress up? That's the first thing she said.
The second thing she needs to say is, can I dress Jamie?
She'll take you
shopping.
She's
got that dressage class.
You know what? She is in Wellington. I'm sure she can take you shopping.
Perfect. So. Perfect.
And Jennifer, Dr. Chang's coming up next, right?
You betcha.
Okay. Yeah, so she'll take you shopping, get you out there.
Thank God, because I need a little bit of help. And I want one of those hats you clip on, the fascinators.
You got to have a hat. You know, Wendy could probably fix you up with that. She has like 1,000 of them.
Perfect.
From driving, they all wear those fancy hats too. So Wendy could probably get you fixed up with a hat. And Reese can take you shopping in Palm Beach, which is right beside Wellington. And then you can get an outfit like $4,000.
And then I max out my credit cards and get divorced.
That's right. You better be betting on the race. But you know what?
Like, Reese, do you guys have any secondhand stores down here? I mean,
probably do. You know, when Jennifer lived in, we lived in Beverly, Massachusetts, which is where it's above Boston, where the billionaires live along the coast. That's where all the billionaires hung out. And they had a secondhand store. And she and Helena used to love to go there because what would happen is the rich people would wear them once. Would wear these dresses once that cost $3,000, and they'd be for sale in these stores for like $20.
Yeah, so, Goodwills and nice neighborhoods are awesome.
Yes. And of course, we go out, we leave the house on Saturday. We've had this conversation before, but we leave the house on Saturday. We go to have lunch. We go to the movies. The movie theater was as packed as I've ever seen it. Here in Ocala, usually there's two of us in the theater. It's me and some, you know, Jennifer and I and somebody else. It was packed. She got in line, which was about 100 people long, and then they announced shortly after that that most of the movies had sold out. So
really?
We didn't end up going to the movies. It was packed. I mean, there were 4 parking spaces left in this huge parking lot. I'd never seen it like that before. So obviously, the senior citizens and the horse people are in town. But we went, and I said, well, what do you want to do now? What do you think is the first thing she said?
Goodwill.
Yep, exactly. So she went to Goodwill. I went to the mall. So that's how we did that.
I actually took Lucas somewhere one time and I forgot to put shoes on him. Like, it was a place that you really need shoes. So I was like, I just Googled Goodwill and I found a Goodwill like 2 miles away and ran in there, got him some shoes.
Uh-oh. Jennifer, what's up?
The news is he's stuck in traffic.
Dr. Chang is stuck in traffic?
Anyhow, I know.
We're going to talk about arthritis and pain management. Right now, I'm hurting. So I was hoping to ask him about me. I didn't care about the horses. All right.
So, why don't you call Leslie then? See if we can get her on a little bit early.
We can't even get her on time, let alone early. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a break for a song, and then we'll come back. I have a list or two here we can talk about, too, while we're waiting for our next guest. And we're going to be talking about used horse stuff. Talk about Goodwill. It's kind of like the Goodwill horse stuff, right?
It's a perfect lead-in.
Yep, let's do this. Let's do a song. We'll play a little Settle Down Cinderella, and we'll be back.
Friday night and the phone won't ring. You let it get you so blue. You're climbing the walls of your pink bedroom. Feels like the world's leaving you behind. There's a storybook ending. It's waiting for you. Settle down, Cinderella. Keep it together. You're a handsome fellow. Ride up sooner or later. Take you away. Yeah. Settle down, Cinderella. Love's gonna find you someday. You just had a crystal ball. If you could see what I do, you know it ain't nothing we ain't all been through. I cried those tears once upon a time. Yeah, I wore no shoes. Let our sister just listen. Your wish is gonna come true. Take you away.
Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
And we're back here, and that was Settle Down Cinderella was by, I don't know.
You can't Patty remember?
Hall. Patty Hall. It was a Patty Hall song, so you can find all her music actually at pattyhall.com. threw me off guard there for a minute. I was ready to talk about arthritis pain and management.
I know. You're a little bit, you can't really throw you for a loop at all.
I know. Today especially. I don't know what it is about this Monday, but it seemed like the weekend was not long enough. Why aren't weekends 5 days long, by the way? I got to ask you because I'm really.
I know, but you know what I'm doing right now? And this is really super dangerous because I've already put two things in my cart. Is I am on usedhorsestuff.com.
Okay. Used horse. I've never heard of this before.
It's new. It's new. Oh my gosh, that leather Snaffle belt with a bit on it. It's so pretty. I have to have it. So usedhorsestuff.com. We're going to talk to the creator of usedhorsestuff.com, the founder. Her name is Francesca Helena, I believe. And she founded usedhorsestuff.com. Is she here? Good morning, Francesca.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. And I think this interview is going to cost me money because now I'm surfing on your website. Talk to us about usedhorsestuff.com. Who, what, when, where, and why?
Sure. So I've been involved kind of in entrepreneurial things for quite a few years. But I've also been a rider since I was 8 years old. And I really was fortunate enough to come back into riding with a big commitment. And I, you know, got a horse and have been showing for the past few years. And so have gotten the opportunity to kind of see, once again, how expensive all the equipment is to get back into riding, being the age that I am and the size that I am now versus when I was 18 or, you know, 25. And just, I guess, also kind of some of the gaps in the industry. I find that things have come a long way in some respects. Maybe on the media side, things have come a long way. You can watch live streams now, things like that. But in other aspects of the horse world, things are a little technologically behind. And coming from an entrepreneurial background and a kind of a technology background with my career, I thought, you know, I can make this better. I can help people, you know, going from the people who are in the upper echelons of riding, you know, and have five horses and, you know, are showing full time all year down to the folks that are in 4-H or maybe they're just taking a lesson a week or, you know, they're doing what they can to ride. Because, you know, I found out that more people ride every year than actually ski every year, which I found to be a really interesting fact. So it's actually a pretty big market of people, you know, just, again, kind of thinking about it from the business side. I started the company, built everything myself, and really just started with, you know, friends and family and their items, people from my barn. I knew a few kind of like reining and Western folks down in California who gave me some of their things on consignment. And then we're just turning the corner now. Where we started taking on, we've taken on maybe about 25 clients that we've marketed to and who've sent us items. So we're just flipping all of that around to put up on the site last week and this week. So been very busy. The response has been amazing. And I just hope to continue to grow it and, you know, offer a broad range of sizes and items and kind of keep building the site out into different sections and things like that.
So people can send you their things that they want to sell, and you sell them for them. So how does a kit work? You order a kit, and what happens?
Yeah, so I think the biggest differentiator with used horse stuff is I'm just trying to make it very, very easy for people to consign their items, and then I'm marketing those items nationally. So I think some of the older processes have been, okay, I have to do this myself on eBay, and it takes quite a lot of time and effort to manage all of that. Or I'm kind of taking my items to my local tax shop, which I actually work with local tax shops as well, and things are just marketed locally. So what I've done is people can come in. There's an order a kit link at the top of the page. They fill out some information, so we kind of know exactly how they want to get paid, you know, what they want us to do with their items, et cetera. And we send them a big envelope with a bag that has a prepaid label, so everything's free. They can put and pack all of their items in there. I created a video on our Facebook page that kind of shows people how to pack to try to keep the items safe. And if you're doing clothes with pack, how to separate them out, things like that. They send them in. We go through them very carefully and pack them, sort them, photograph them, and then put them up on the site. Once they sell and everything kind of settles out with the customer that's purchased, then we either pay them, give them store credit, or there are a few other options. We actually donate 5% of our proceeds to a group of charity partners. So they also have the option of donating if they don't want to get paid.
Gotcha. Now, you to accept, so I can go on there, I can shop, and then I can go put in a credit card, I can do PayPal, you take all sorts of varieties of payments. And even when people send things to you, it's like a lot more reasonable and honest cash for gold. They send you an envelope, and you just fill it up, you mail it away. This is like a real horse thing. You'll actually see your things on your website, and then it's such a cool idea because I am always,
thank you so much.
I love tax sales, used tax sales, where I buy pretty much all my stuff. And so this is exciting to be able to go online and look at tax stuff. It's dangerous. And you add new stuff every Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And we try to get everything up by Friday. Sometimes we kind of slow roll and we'll add things a little earlier in the week just because we've been, a little bit overwhelmed with items at this point. So we're just trying to get them out as quickly as we can. But the goal is to get everything new up by Friday. We also take requests. So I just have this great running list of items that maybe we don't currently have on the site, but I will, through my network, go and try to find those items. So, you know, I just found a pair of like Oster, you know, clippers for a gal. And I found a pair of like boys riding tights for another gal that's in a size 10, you know, things like that. I've had a lot of tailored sportsman requests for breeches, things like that. So we will attempt as best we can to find very specific items for people. There's just a button at the top that says contact us, and you can request an item there.
Gotcha. So you can get what you want. You can put in for anything. That's great. And then, shipping cost or on top of the cost, or is it included? How's that work?
Yeah, so shipping, we're trying to keep as low as possible for the size of items we have right now. So currently, all shipping is $5.99. And, you know, in the future, if we start to venture into blankets, that might be slightly different for blankets just because they're quite large and heavy. But we are trying to keep that cost low for everyone. And we just use, you know, priority mail, USPS. So things, for the most part, get there very quickly. I actually just sent a pair of boots to a gal at a military address. So that took a bit longer. But average American addresses, it should be 2 to 3 days.
That's exciting. Now, also, say I go through my tack room and I find all sorts of junk that I don't want, probably nobody wants, and I send it to you. What do you do with all the crap that people send you that you don't want, that you can't sell?
Yeah. So I think that hasn't happened quite yet. I've been very lucky.
I haven't sent my stuff yet.
Yes, see, really, that's right. Jamie hasn't sent her stuff to you yet. Wait till you get that box.
I know. I have to say, I have been cleaning a lot of tack lately. People seem to want to send me tack that's not quite clean. But
when we had our store, we used to get all these blankets in. We had a used section too in our store, and it was incredible the crap that people would bring in that was completely covered in manure and mud, and the blankets hadn't been washed in 10 years. And it's like, we would refuse to take them. We wouldn't take them unless they had the blankets washed. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think definitely some people, you know, we try to be really clear in the kit. We say, you know, if you could please send us things you've purchased in the last 5 years so that they're current. You know, but if somebody is going to send me a bunch of junk that really we couldn't sell even for $5.99 or that needed extensive cleaning, you know, I would just write them. All of our customers so far have been really great in communication if we need extra information. And I would say, look, you know, thank you for sending your things. Unfortunately, due to these reasons, we're not able to put them up on the site, and I don't think you're going to get the amount of money that maybe you want for them. So, you know, people do choose either to have the items returned for a fee that they pay, or we actually are able, if we can, we donate those items to our charity partners locally here. And they can either use them on rescue horses or, you know, for purposes that they need. So if, depending on what the customer chooses, we'll do one of those two things.
Well, very cool, Francesca. This is exciting. Yeah. Congratulations on your new business, usedhorsestuff.com. It's as simple as it gets there. And go online and check it out.
I can't believe that was not taken. The URL was available. I can't believe the URL was available.
You know, it's funny. I went through a few, and I decided just to be very simple and very literal. And, you know, not I wanted to call it something very straightforward. So that's
that is
what I was able to find.
Perfect. Well, if you want cowboy hat earrings, they're there. I was just looking at those cowboy hat earrings in silver or gold, one or the other.
I was looking at saddle pads myself, so.
Great. Oh, well,
and Jennifer, there are no purses. Don't bother looking at the purses. There are no purses. Just
not yet.
Keep going. Keep going.
Don't you dare buy my saddle pad, Jamie.
I need green right now. I'm on a green kick. Zeus looks really good in Hunter Green. I'll fight you.
Oh, cute.
Well, thank you so much. Usedhorsestuff.com.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care, Francesca.
That's it. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
She better hope she never takes blankets. You should have seen some of the things that came into our store, Jamie. It was
really
gross. It was awful. And then they would be mad at you when you didn't take them. It's like, well, why am I going to wash it if I don't want it anymore? That was what they would say. And it was like, well, why would we want it if you don't want it anymore and you're refusing to wash it?
I found the greatest thing ever. It's a company here in Phoenix that you call them and they come and pick up all your blankets. They wash them, they repair them, and they bag them in a vacuum pack seal. Now, if your blankets are too expensive to fix and they're not worth it, they will just tell you. They'll be like, yeah, this is not worth it. Like, you're going to be spend. You could get a new one.
Is it
fantastic.
Or are they reasonable?
I was, it's like $12 to wash and then they just kind of fix things. Yeah. Until I got the bill and I was like, oh my God, I had a lot of stuff to fix. So I was pretty sure.
Well, you had a lot of blankets. They had a truckload of blankets, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of stuff.
For a girl who lives in Phoenix.
They pick them up and they deliver them.
For a girl who lives in the desert, you had a lot of blankets. So yeah.
Well, my horses get cold. It's freezing. It was like 52 last night. My God. Dying up here.
Hey, and I'm making her a new bumper, which is why I don't have a bumper for her right now, because we're making her a new one. We use the Christmas bumper, and then I'm really sick of the old bumper. So, Leslie, you'll have a new bumper by next week.
New bumper!
Yay!
Play her the text from the vet music. That's what
the sappy music? You want me to play that for her? Okay.
Yes. Here's your music.
Okay.
This is so Leslie.
And now it's time for the American Report with Leslie from Horse Nation.
How about this?
That's better.
Mr. Ed theme? Does that do? Does that work?
That was great.
I'll take it.
No, this should be your opener right here.
A signal for all your listeners to just turn their podcast off. All right. It's been fun.
Now, Leslie, how are you, my friend? How's the Mongol Derby training going?
Oh, it's going.
That means you've done nothing. You got to tell me.
I have to make an announcement here, a sad announcement today. This Leslie, I got to tell you that Wendy has backed out.
No.
Why?
Wendy is backed out. Because it's like $1 million? Well, one, she had to come up with $5,000 by the end of the year, which was proving difficult. Mm-hmm. The problem was they signed up so late, and the money had already been due like 2 months ago. So they had a lot of money issues. And then I also think Wendy realized that she was going to actually have to train and get in shape. And that didn't sound too good. So I think there was a little bit of it set in what she had just signed up for. I'm sorry.
Well, they'll be there in spirit.
Now, we had talked last week. Have you made a decision yet? We had talked about you doing a once-a-month episode leading up to it on Horses in the Morning of your preparation training, your own episode on the Mongol Derby prep.
Absolutely. Let's do it. That sounds like so much fun to me.
Good. Yeah. Cool. Can we get people on to scare you to death, like have done it before and fallen off and been airlifted out and stuff like that?
She doesn't need anymore.
You'll just hear like sad little weeping noises like coming from
Have you started going to the gym? What have you started to do to prepare?
Yeah, I mean, I actually do go to the gym on a regular basis, and I run, and I do CrossFit. I'm one of those CrossFit people, so I don't think I'm in too bad a shape. You know,
all you had to say was CrossFit. I mean,
the rest of us were out.
We're out. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, good
You'll
job. I have no idea what that is, really, but good job. Sounds good.
I do, because my husband tries it, and he'll be like, he'll come home and he can't walk. And I'm like, why did you do CrossFit today? You have to do it every day, babe. You can't just do it like once every 2 weeks. But I think he does it once every 2 weeks, and it takes him that long to recover from it to do it again.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm going to lead the way today with your stories.
Okay.
Because it's another pet peeve of mine. Earlier in the show, we talked about all you horse women who run the gas out of the car and then call to be picked up. And you do it, you run it down to below E every single time before you
Leslie,
fill the car up, before you fill the gator up, before you fill the tractor up. Anything that requires fuel gets run down to empty. Are you one of
those? Leslie, we wean the cars off gas. We're trying to teach them. Trying to wean them.
No, I don't really run vehicles down because I have a big diesel truck, an F-250.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I let it go all the way down
you
to
run
empty,
that out.
Then I get real. Well, I mean, one thing that would be bad, but two, it's just so much. It's so depressing when you
put
that much, you know, you're like, $80, $100 of fuel. If you just kind of fill it up. When it just needs a little fuel. Then
Isn't
it's
that
just like
funny about the psychology. You're whatnot. Using the same amount of fuel, but it seems like less if you do it more often.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. I thought about that too. Well,
so she puts the $3.43 on the top side of it, not the bottom side like I do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I like that theory. That's good. My husband would appreciate that.
Well, Leslie, you are involved in the auditor page now, and you probably saw the conversation going on in there, and it was to further the Horse Nation article about a horse girl's cars. Yes, I put a whole 120-pound bale in the back seat of my Kia. The horses need to eat somehow. That was Avery that said that. Well, that conversation went on and on and on with a challenge about who could fit the most hay in their car. And can I just say, there is nothing. Lack of sex doesn't piss us off this much as when you put hay in the car. That is the thing that probably pisses horse husbands off the most. Even running the car out of gas doesn't piss us off as much as hay in the car. I'm just saying. Inside the car, in the trunk of the car, anything to do with the car.
I did hay in the car once, and I'll never do that again.
Wasn't worth the after effects of a Chad and not talking to you for 3 months.
This was This was pre-Chad, and this was like an angry boyfriend, I think, or something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, it just never leaves.
Well, here is Mary Kitzmiller, who I didn't even know had a smart car, said she put two in a smart car. I don't even know how you fit two people in a smart car, let alone two bales of hay in a smart car. Now, Chantel had a picture of her in her car, in her Jetta, get this, with 560-pound alfalfa mix bales.
Wow.
Way to go, girl. That's impressive.
How about six square bales in the back of an SUV? And then the wife chimed in and said, no, it was eight. three in a Subaru Forester. Let's see what else we had here. Five bales of hay plus three bags of shavings in the front passenger seat. Yeah, we've done. Shavings is okay because they're in a bag. You know, they're not going to get hay all over the car. So what is your record, Leslie? Do you ever put hay in the front of the truck?
I don't think I have ever done that, just, you know, because I can throw it in the bed of the truck.
But if it's raining, we may have laid, Jennifer, not me, Jennifer may have laid a bale or two in the back seat.
Yeah, this is really impressive. I'm just looking at these photos right now, and I am impressed and
I'm depressed.
And a little depressed too.
Yeah.
I like Jody's is she transported not one, but I don't even know how many a few is. Is that two or three? A few mini horses in her Toyota hatchback. Mic drop, she wins.
Yeah. Wow. And this is, I mean, honorable mention, side note, you know, Ruth McCormick here. I once had 13 bags of shavings in my Subaru when we were taking it out. but goodness.
Well, you did an article, 14 things that you'll find in any equestrian's car. And in addition to the hay that really pisses us off, I'm just going to throw that in there again. These other things annoy us. But the hay pisses us off. Okay. So
yeah. I don't know, Glenn, because all of these things piss my husband off. He got in my car last night and he's like, really? Really? I need to clean this out again.
The problem is, Jamie, if it's just one of the things, it's not too bad. It's that all of these things are in every horse girl's car. It's when you add them all up and they're piled up to the point where you can't see the back seat.
You never know when you're gonna need these items. So Leslie, why don't we run through them together and tell Glenn and educate Glenn why it's important that we have a spare lead rope in our car.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you've got to have a spare lead. You never know when you're going to need a lead rope, right? Let's just...
There might be a horse loose running around in the road. No. And how would you catch them?
More importantly, Glenn, is stray dogs need leashes. And why would I buy a leash if I have a bunch of lead ropes? So keep a lead rope in the car just in case there's a dog that you need to save. Mm-hmm. Bring home. Cuddle. Love. Give a home.
Can we bring up stray dogs? A whole nother conversation.
You're driving down the road and some horses have broken out of the fence. You shush the horses back into their pasture, and you fix the fence with the lead rope before going to the home of said horses' owners. It's essential for the life and safety of all these horses.
You're so smart, Jennifer.
Could you put a clean one in the car, not the muddy, dirty old one? You're not
there are
using
no
anymore?
Clean ones.
Oh, there are no clean ones. That's probably true.
Now, I did find it entertaining the other day that my husband opened the trunk to put groceries in it. And he's like, why are there, is there 400 pounds of feed in the back of the car? I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Whatever, certain feeds, certain feeds smell good in the car when they're left in there for 4 days. Certain feeds really reek after 4 days
Pelleted.
In the car.
Pelleted shavings do not smell great after 4 days in the car.
Oh, and then that smell does not go away for like another 4 days.
How but about positive is it gets rid of the smells of the other things that you've left in your car.
That's true.
Well, which is also here, drive-through coffee cups. The worst thing that you can leave in your car, especially where Jamie lives, is ice cream containers because they have time to ferment, and it smells like rotten milk, and it's just terrible. Double-ended snaps, I don't mind, because that, you know, you can use those for other things. They're on the list. But boots, the problem is you're leaving the boots that have not been cleaned in the car. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that have
leaving the grain in the car. Now, here's the one thing on the list that pisses my husband off more than anything, Leslie Wiley, is hypodermic instruments.
Man.
He's like, you do have a child.
Why is there a needle and syringe in the car? I'm like, oh, I got to dispose of that. It's used. Oh, my God. I think as a previous vet tech and owner of horses, we just don't get freaked out by needles like the general public does.
Or like the police that pull you over for speeding and look in the back of the car and see the needles. And then
I'm like, it's just Adequan on the needle. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Oh, man. I've told you guys about when I was going through the airport and I had flying home from Ocala, and I had some ACE and hypodermic needles in my suitcase in a pocket that I just didn't, you know, for like body clipping the horses when I was down there. Just forgot they were in there, tried to get through airport security, and now I'm pretty sure I'm on like the NSA's like watch list. Pretty sure. It's not like
totally
good.
Worth it. You had to have it.
Yeah.
I think you're on the NSA's watch list for multiple reasons, actually, Leslie. I don't think that's the only one. All right, let's talk about some of these other things. We did mention last week, and I thought it was so cool that you guys did an article about it. Was about Elisa Wallace's Mustang Win, immortalized as a Breyer model. That is pretty cool.
So cool. Yeah, and it looks good too. It's a good looking Breyer model, you know.
Yeah, and
it's so cute.
Well,
that was her extreme. For those that don't know, Elisa Wallace is a regular here on the shows, and her husband does the Dr. Timothy does the Horse Husbands episode here once a month, and that was her horse. That was her extreme Mustang makeover horse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought
so. Yeah, and she's. Since then, it's a little 14-2 hand mare, and they have been out eventing at prelim and just lots of fans loving this horse.
Now, how tall is your pony?
She'll round up to 14 hands.
Now I think that Wynn is like 14-1 or something. Are you has Princess? Oh, she's 14-3. Okay, well, yeah. She's got a couple inches on Princess, but are you feeling like prelim is where you're gonna go?
I mean, I think that's gonna happen. But I mean, it's up to Princess. But yeah, I think she's capable of it, and she ran into a little, I think she lost her confidence at prelim the last time she was going out, because that's big for a little 14 hand pony. Prelim's big.
It's huge for a 17 hand pony.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good God.
So we've just been like, I just want to make sure she's really like feeling like she's could jump the moon, and we'll do, you know, we've been getting mileage at training level and building up her confidence.
Well,
and,
you know, there's two sides to that. You have to build yours up too.
It is. It's a different feeling going up to a big fence on a little pony, you know, and then you've got to believe that they've got believing the hops.
Yeah, because if not, you're going face first into that fence. You're not going over the top of it. You're going face first into it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to do the math on the. I mean, every fence is, you know, I'm coming off of my old horse was 16-1, 16-2. So every fence that we approach looks a solid like 10 inches, you know, proportionally.
Well, yeah, you're looking at it from much lower too, right? I mean, you're seeing it from much lower, so it looks higher.
Yeah. So like a training level fence is looking like a 4-foot fence, you know?
Yeah. I think of it as like, we have a 13-2 hand pony here that can jump 3 foot. And I'm like, you know, as a rider, you're actually probably jumping a 5 foot fence.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, if you think of the way that the horse actually jumps and how high they have to jump it, it's the equivalent of a 16-2 hand horse jumping a 5 foot fence. So congratulations, Princess. You're amazing.
Yeah, she really is amazing. She does not know how tiny she is.
So what's so exciting is that I want to see Princess and Wynn out competing together. I think Wynn's getting back out this spring and is going to be getting back to work.
Oh, I can be like the pony revolution, the pony takeover, pony mares.
I wanted to tell you, though, if you want to buy this particular briar, you can't get it yet.
Yes, why not? I want it now.
It just says coming soon. It doesn't even have a date. So did you find a date? On your article?
Mm-mm.
No. It's out. It's on their website. It's on the Briar website. It's going to be $44.99. Yeah. And you're right. It does look pretty cool. And they have pictures of her jumping out there and everything. So coming soon. And then the other article, we did talk about this earlier in the show about
we talked about it twice.
Yeah,
apparently.
Pharaoh's firstborn. So that was, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was a neat one.
Another cool thing, in case anyone's looking for a baby daddy for their horse. Just wrote another story about this over the weekend, is William Fox Pitt's, Olympic and World Equestrian Games and badminton winner, his ride Chilly Morning is, retiring from eventing and going to stud full time. So, I mean,
what do you think that price will be?
I don't know. They didn't have it listed up on their website yet when I checked, but
we all talk about how much they get for thoroughbreds, but what do they get for, you know, Olympic level horses
adventures
like that?
I don't know.
If you would like some input on that, you can actually buy frozen straws of Vallegro's Daddy for $2,000 a dose frozen. That doesn't include shipping.
Does that surprise you that it's not higher than that?
No, because $2,000, you're going to probably need, you'll need probably more than one.
Yeah. Doesn't always
and
work.
Frozen, they can send out an awful lot more. Like they collect them and like they can keep riding and they each jump may give them 3 straws. So that's pretty interesting. Now you can, for the bargain price of $1,200, get a stallion that was on the Swedish team, dressage team, Grand Prix. His name is Ruben Jan. And you can actually, because he lives in Northern California now, if you sign up before January 1st to get him, it's only $900. Ask me how I know. That's my baby daddy. Yay! And his is very viable and it was fresh and it, boom, worked the first time. So,
oh man.
That's very exciting. Rainbow Equus. That's where you need to go. So all of them are different, Glenn. But like if you go to, there's a farm over Hilltop Farm, which does a lot of the warm blood breeding.
Yep.
And that's where Negro stands. And that's Vallegro's daddy. They pretty much only deal with frozen and it's anywhere from $12 to $2,000 a dose or $1,200 live full guarantee or $1,200 she gets pregnant. Every single stallion has a different kind of...
Boy, it makes a world of difference when you don't have to do live cover, doesn't it? It makes a world of difference.
The world is your oyster. I mean, you can pick from anywhere. Now, the problem is it gets awful expensive when you start internationally shipping semen across the pond. But so you can pretty much do whatever you want. It's pretty crazy.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us again today. It's horsenation.com, eventingnation.com, sporthorsenation.com, jumpernation.com. Pretty soon, we're just not going to have time to say them all. Too many nations.
But, the nation.
Taking over the world.
You know, I was really surprised when I saw that, Racehorse Nation or Racing Nation or that you guys didn't have that one. I was really surprised. The racehorse world beat you to that one.
Yep, yep.
Well, we are excited to announce that the, and I can announce this now, I'll might as well announce it with you here. We're excited to announce officially now that the Pollock Report is going to be doing a show on the network, on the Horse Radio Network. So the Pollock Report will be doing a show starting in February, twice a month, all about racing, thoroughbred racing.
It's so exciting. I'm so excited. I can't wait to listen.
That's it really is. That's a great website. And
I think I think your boss knows them too. I think they,
It's Ray Pollock. Is
that and Ray's going to be doing the show. He's actually hosting the show himself. So he's looking forward.
Yeah,
he has a great voice. He must have been on radio or something before, because I think he was in something like that before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're excited about that one too. That's coming up.
That's really exciting for sure.
Well, thank you.
Sure thing.
Now, head off to the gym and do your whatever it was.
She's got CrossFit to do.
And we need to talk about getting your first date set up to record your show.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, go out and find your co-host. Okay. We'll get
Have a great week.
All right, see ya.
Hi, Leslie.
All right, that's it for today. We really appreciate you being here. Tomorrow we have Endurance Day. Karen Chatton will be back. Coming up later in the week, we have Mary Kitzmiller will be joining us on Thursday. So look for a request for questions, training questions. If you have any training questions, send them over to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. She'll be able to put them on the list for Mary, and we'll get them in so Mary can answer them. That show's kind of changed gears. I don't know if you've heard it lately, Jamie, but that show's trying to change gears. She does one guest now, and then the rest of the whole hour, she answers listener questions on training, and she is so good at it. She really explains things well so you can understand them.
Yeah, she's really good.
So that's coming up on Thursday. You'll be here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, unless of course her horse is having a baby. And then,
it's gonna happen Tuesday, so I might not be here Wednesday morning.
Okay, let me know. I'll keep an eye on the baby cam. When you're not on it, I can get on it. So let's meet.
True.
But thanks a lot for today. Thank you to our guests and our sponsor, Omega Alpha Equine. Dr. Chang, we'll have him back when he's not in traffic.
Bless his heart. Spay, neuter, geld, everybody.
See, everybody.
Have a good one.
I can't find a closing song. Where'd it go? Can you sing the closing song?
Play my music again. Play texts from the vet.
Wait a minute. I can't find it here. Here.
There we go.
How about this one? See everybody. Now they'll all have this stuck in their head the rest of the day.
Me too. Thanks.
I'm going to end the show every day with this.
Darn it off!